Thank you for the pot.
Do you need billions? Who is you? Dorma doesn't want it. It looks like a big problem. But how much does it take, for instance, for the projects that will allow motion pictures to be made without the control of the Khazarian Zionist elite? You've got to have studios. You've got to have the capability. And it isn't going to just materialize in your hands. It's got to materialize in a reasonable flow stream. You think about it. There isn't anything reasonable about what Ron Jackson's going to do. There is positively nothing reasonable about what Gunter Rusbacher can do. And it isn't even reasonable to them. Why they operated in such a way that they can do it. Or why they ended up in the right place to be able to be used. There's no sense to it. And this just blows their own friends and enemies away. What the hell's the matter with you, man? Why do you have to go out there and talk about Ronald Reagan? What's bugging you all of a sudden that you're going to help those people get their constitution back? Well, let me tell you something, people. And Ron, he doesn't need to be told. That Committee of 16 needs this nation saved. Because their enemy can jolly well knock them over. They have the strength to do it because they've got some of the elders. And they've got some of the aliens. Who are you going to join with? Which faction of this adversarial team up are you going to work with? Well, you better work with the one that allows you to turn your nation around and get some industrial production. Because you're going to find that the ones on these committees are the most wealthy, wealthy personages on your planet. And not just because they've been nasty, rotten, and garnered it all over there for themselves. All of the bad guys are not on the opposite side. But that also means that some of the good guys are on both sides because they see the handwriting of the wall. If, in fact, there was no gasoline for any vehicle on the face of the earth, all of you would be working together to try to find some gasoline. So what's the problem here? The problem is a getting stuck in a human environment in this play. Some realize it is just a play and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And if my role is a rotten one, I'm going to be as rotten as is required to win. And I can admire that rotten person doing it to win. I can respect him for his cleverness. I must be more clever. And I must do it gently. I must make him want to do it my way. If it's nothing more than leaving a legacy of a planet in light, instead of in the hell of the absence of any goodness whatsoever. These men that sit on these committees need a nation. They need a planet. They do not need a nuclear or particle holocaust. They do not need prana, scalar, you name it. Whatever you want to call this life energy, orgone. They don't need pulverization. so that they can practice their recreative abilities. They need to succeed in making a planet that functions in balance and harmony. And they are going to have to join with us to accomplish this. Because the adversary can blow you away. Well, wouldn't it be nice if this kind of reasoning would work? Well, you're working with some mindless idiots on the other side who would rather blow you away. But in blowing you away, they blow themselves away. And in pulverizing a planet, they've got to first cross me. There's some things unacceptable. You see, even a rapture that puts you out into a space-time warp of nothingness is acceptable as long as the soul is left intact. But some of the stupid-ass games that you've got going will absolutely disintegrate the soul energy. It will disperse it. And your DNA structure is damaged. And that's what allows ones to reform, and they're embedded in a ship mast or something. Man overstepped his boundaries when he created life form. And when I say life form, I mean life form mechanical. It doesn't mean that man does not have energy form along with that mechanical body that houses. But that's as far as man and Satan can go. Lucifer, whatever you want to call this adversary, evil expression in physical humanness is not capable of creating soul. That is God's prerogative. Creator's prerogative. That does not mean that man manufactured cannot come into bearing soul. And I love it. This is my forte. When I need an army, I can give them life. Don't confuse that with God. That is something that can be done by a very high-level fleet commander. I can change their mind. I can change their programming because I can give them life. And every creature, just like the puppy, who wants to be loved, can be given life. And I mean that in the highest sense of the word, not motion. Each creature was created for a specific reason. I watch you and I marvel at you as you overlook the diamonds searching for the corn. And it is so missed, there's not even sorted out right at my own keyboard. You have an immense supply of food running around on four legs, and they're called ground squirrels. And they are driving you nuts. You get your guns, your poison, everything you can because it eats a roll of spelt. Why don't you raise the squirrels? You laugh. They laughed when God suggested they raise the chicken. No, they don't raise eggs, do they? But they have fur. They have pelts. They provide protein. They can be plentiful. They make leather shoes, belts, and they're entertaining. They're lovable little creatures. And that proves it. I've got my audience back here. And I want to thank my children for bringing my babies home to visit. That goes for you old ones, too. I'll be glad when Ron can be here and share with us. Because you need some camaraderie every now and then. You need to be in reach where I can hit you. But I want you to give thought to these things. Don't look at the negative of everything that happens to you. Go get some carrots. They're plentiful. Cut them into little rounds and put them around the nest. They like those. Plant some peanuts around their nests so they have something to chew on besides the crop you don't want them to eat. And pretty soon, they'll go where you have herded them. But it requires something on your part. You must think about it. Project it out there. You don't need it if nothing changes. But I want to tell you something. The way the earth is shaking in California, all along the San Andreas Fault, you may very, very well need it next week. Everybody hear me? They're not even beginning to report the earthquakes that are happening. And if you end up being an island, you need these things. And these are the things that I'm talking about that you need the wherewithal to build toward. And you cannot have some cotton-picking commune out here. You've got to have production. You need factories. You need reasonable stuff. And then if nothing happens, you have a leg up on everything. But if something does happen to you, you can make it nicely. I'm not talking about mere miserable survival. If you're prepared, you are going to have a ball. Stop thinking this job is sordid, miserable, and rotten. Challenge? Well, yes, it is something interesting once you have completely lost your constitution. Look at what is happening. Look at what is happening. Your president... Let me tell you about your president. They don't know what to do with your president. It isn't easy enough just to bump him off. They're going to tell you he's got brain damage and he's going to be incapacitated. And then let's see what Hillary does. But that's neither here nor there. But I can guarantee you that's already in the planning. That he has brain damage. But this man just once again recently took his executive order, and he can do anything he wants with any of your troops. And this was objected to. You know, somebody did raise up and say, "We object to this. You show us this order." I know what my rights are, and I don't have to. What's more, that order is signed, sealed, and put under national security. And he can send your troops anywhere he wants to. But isn't it interesting to note that at some point here, they won't go? But guess what? They're bringing in foreign troops. That confuses the issue to keep you from rebelling. Now let me take Blue Beam a little bit farther. Guess what? The Christian teachers will tell you, don't take the mark of the beast. No tattoos, no forehead, no, you stay out of the system. You can't stay out of the system. You've been in the system since you were a thought. You're in the system. Why don't you win by being in the system? I'm asking Court to gear up just as soon as Ron can afford to gear him up. Ron, are you with me still?
I certainly am.
Breathe every now and then.
I can't learn anything unless I listen.
Well, you've already learned a lot then. I'm going to give you something else, though, just as a little side. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket. If each of you are going to go get three more corporations, why don't you quietly not even tell Court and go get one through Laughlin's? Pay the difference. Use your heads. Use the shelter of the system. And the ability to meld within the system. Anybody around here, guess where your enemies are going to go? They're going to check all the corporations that Court has. So be wise. Be wise. And it absolutely depends on what you're doing. Mary Jo doesn't have to worry about that. Not as long as you put Ron Jackson's name on your corporation. But I did like Brent's suggestion better. Kissinger Incorporated. Let them go to the ones that have their names up there. Work within the system. You don't have to fight it. And when you are not fighting them, they will help you. They are not concerned, precious ones, that there will be such an uprising that everybody in the United States of America will go set up a corporation in Nevada and they'll lose all their money. You do not win this war by fighting in that manner. Wait, you will have your fight. And I hope you will be able to change your judicial system so you can do it properly. I just spent a lot of time having Norma rework an issue on the difference in legal definition between attorneys and lawyers. One literally transfers property and works for the court. That is an attorney. And you cannot go into a court of law without your attorney, who is not licensed. He is a card-carrying member of his own association. A lawyer is one who practices the art of law. Well, it doesn't matter if you don't have the BAR card. They won't let you into that courtroom. You must arrange it so that, yes, they do. And here's where you may have to use blackmail. Ooh, dirty word. Get the sons of guns who have cheated you. You still have a constitution. They have not called that constitutional convention, but they're close. They have just negated it. And as long as the judicial system operates like it does, it doesn't matter, does it? The judge is God, and he tells his angels to go and hang you. Bulldoze your house down right after they get you with the SWAT team. And what recourse do you have? And if you break the law, then they really got you. Remember Campbell cutting down trees in the forest? But they were his trees. Yes, they were. Not when the Forest Service decided they were, you know, this your Forest Service. This is your forest. Keep it green. Don't pick up any pine cones. And then the next thing you will see are 14 signs that tells you what you cannot do in your forest. You, none of you, own a piece of property in the United States. None of you. Any piece of property so encumbered by taxes that they can take it from you in lieu of those taxes is their property. You may be renting it, but it's sure not yours. This is why we are bothering to go back to look at the Constitution line by line, paragraph by paragraph. And I know it is boring, and I can only bow in humble appreciation to you ones who are willing to type these things. Because you have to understand what you're talking about before you can do anything about it. And there's no reason in rewriting everything when you've already got the original version there. You can improve it or correct it, but not unless you know what was there. Silverhawk has done a good job. But you don't need these refounding things. You've got one. Go get it. There is your fight. Worthy. Worthy of you. And yet look. Look at what happens to people like Silverhawk. He cannot get enough support. He's had to quit. And yet you ones can't do it, can you? You can't keep afloat yourselves. And there's so many things. Norma says, well, just give me one thing to do and I can do it, Daddy. No. You each must do what your talents allow you to do. But you're not going to be able to restrict yourself to one thing. You may be able to restrict yourself to one job. But unless every one of you pitch in here to turn this nation around, you can't do it. But you can join with the power that can. Well, aren't ones just bragging a whole heck of a lot like Ron Jackson? He's going to do it. You know what? He can do it. You know why he can do it? Because he can handle the ones that can make it possible. You see, I don't mind having these people on my team. I'm not talking about Ron. I'm talking about his buddies. I don't mind Warren Christopher being on my team. I don't mind George Washington being on my team. I really kind of hope Gabriel's on my team. I don't mind these people being on my team. All I've got to do is get them on my team, some of them, aren't on there. They're doing whatever they do. Some of them are going to look down their nose and say, Pleiadian. Up your Pleiadian. But it doesn't matter who they are. It's to their own benefit to salvage this nation. Because first of all, they are citizens of this world. And they may think they know more about running the world, but they've gotten locked over here into very narrow viewpoints themselves. You're going to find some very interesting names pop up. Some of them you're going to recognize, others you're going to only vaguely have heard of. I like the ones you only vaguely have heard of. I don't really consider, I know we talk about this a lot and I warn you how dangerous he is, but I want to tell you something about the Henry Kissingers of the world. They are puppets. Beware of the one who pulls his strings. I'd like that one on my team. Did you hear that, Ron?
Yes, I heard that. Okay. You need to leave the phone for about 5 minutes. Somebody wants to use it.
Very good.
And I will call back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye now.
How will this go? It will go according to the sequence of events that are necessary. And here is where man's free will alters the course. This is why there is no prophet alive that can tell you on a time schedule, by a clock or a calendar, what is going to happen. Because it can be altered by too many possibilities. Ones that possibly could do a lot of good because their vision sees these things come about. Spoil it by saying on Thursday at 3 o'clock something is going to happen. Even if in your gut you think you know it, it doesn't pay to say it. Why? Isn't it a necessity to warn? Don't do it that way. You won't help your fellow man. He will dare you. You see it all the time. The geologists now are getting up onto the stage and saying, brothers, the fault is going to go and it's going to be bad. Are you prepared? And someone turns around and says, are you? Well, no, I'll ride it out because, I mean, after all, I have to make these predictions or something. It's foolish. Who's going to listen after you have, quote, flunked? You see, look at the penalty we pay simply because I told you that a scientist had said photon belt. You're in the damn photon belt. You can look on EJ's back patio and there's something today. Let me tell you this story. I asked her to put, well, it won't mean anything to most of you, but a little stuff in the Giandriana. She does not grow Giandriana that comes in the Giandriana bottle. She has, for me, tweaked that up when I've told her what to do, but she does make the Giandriana that goes into the tea mix, the Cargassum tea. Cargassum tea is no different than any of the other teas, except that I wanted it called that because it is the old Tibetan tea. We grow it in Giandriana. And you need that frequency. And I won't tell you, John is getting it. Already, you see, I could measure her energy output. She gets very warm when I get here. I mean, her temperature will go up measurably. And she'll usually turn red. But we about overdid it. She took two swallows of that tea, and I had to readjust. That's how much frequency pickup you're getting. The Giandriana can program it and carry it. Well, chlorella started growing out of it. And then left in, you don't understand the intensity of the sun rays until you can measure them. And these photon rays are so intense. And it's known. The physicians are telling you now, put number 15 sunblock on your babies. Well, anyway, she grew the most beautiful set of chlorella bottles that you've seen. But 2 days too long in the sun, and it began to kill it off, see? So throw out the whole thing and start over. There was only a little bit of the pure Giandriana mix to start with, the starter. With color in it, even, we mixed four bottles, exactly like I told her to, and within 1 hour, it was already refracting the sun to the point that it was burning the table, etching it. So we had to put pads under the table. And now, one of those is already forming its membrane of pure photon. EJ says, come out and see this phenomenon. That's always what you call it when you don't have any idea what slime is.
I wanted to run.
You ones have no idea. You are in it. It's happening to you. And you need protection. And the only real protection you're going to get is from within. And yet we have ones in Canada trying to run you through the court system, shut you down. I don't know what to tell you. Just be cautious so that you have what you need. We must have our crew. And our crew is scattered all over. This is what I wanted to say to Ron. And I want to say to you ones who think, well, but why would we need so much money? Because you're not all here. And it is massively expensive to struggle in a war like you're in to try to reclaim your nation. You don't have to build an army with guns. That would be cheap compared to the struggle that you're going to have to go through with the lawyers and the attorneys of the world. Because all the patriots are stripped now. They stick out like sore thumbs. They're stripped. Don Stewart is literally living in his car with his children and his wife. Why? Good old Bull Greitz. Don knows about Wolfgang, the Mormon connection. And he knows about Gary Anderson. And he knows all about the operation called Wolfgang and Bull Greitz. So they blast him everywhere around, and the man cannot make a living. He has been run off the road in an effort to kill him. And he was injured. He's lost his home. He's lost everything there is that he has. And at this point, there isn't any way to help. For one thing, why would you want to start a gun outlet here when you're already so under surveillance? They're trying to line you up and shoot you. So sometimes wisdom must take over and take precedent over the heart that just says, well, come on down and we'll all look after you. No, we all are not. Any one of you can do it. And all of you can contribute. But we all, it's called y'all in the South, you know. Y'all come on in. Y'all come on down. And we all will look after you. That may be the way it actually works, but that is not the way it will ever be structured. So you can only be humbly grateful to ones like George Green. I want to tell you that. For the lessons you have seen and experienced. Your lives you have structured so that it has to be an unjust court that rules against you. Well, small good feeling, Daddy. Big feeling. Justice is in the heart. And when you can recognize the injustice, you can live with it. Because you know what needs to be done. And it's hard to bring things in to a personal level of discussion. Because ones don't understand. Ones don't want to understand. Ones make statements and do actions, and then it's so hard to change.
Do you want that boy, do you? I'm half making a limber in it all for every time, bro.